Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 459. I'm your host, John Shanahan. Now, just for a minute, pretend that you are me. And every day, for whatever reason, you hop into your car, got to go do something, got to go somewhere, and you plug in your phone so that you can listen to the music that's in the holding tanks. And you know that when you start it up, it's going to default to the first song on the list alphabetically. Now pretend that for like the last month, every time you do this, your day starts like this.
Come on. Thank you.
You are roughly in the middle of Hypnagogue podcast number 459. I'm your host, John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Slightly short first set, but I think that was pretty much where it needed to end after a good little ride. And we kicked off with this track that da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum. Every time I get in my car for the last couple of weeks when I start this up, there it is, because it's called Adventus. It is from Mark Canis. It is off this compilation album called Cinema in My Head, and I would like to say that now that I have played Adventus, that this will not happen when I get into my car. But even as I was putting this episode together and I was shuffling the holding tanks, other tracks from this excellent compilation would come up. So I know I have to kind of keep it in play for a little bit. So I'll be having da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum for a little while longer. It's a great track. I don't mind it starting. It gives me that kind of, it's like a robust start to every car ride. After that, it was a track from Miratus Manos's Future Sounds of Slovakia Volume 1 release. And I am not even going to begin to try to pronounce this, because it means if only the beech tree would crack sooner. But it's pronounced
Keby se len skorej bušina pukala.
Yeah, I quite simply was not going for that. That would have been probably the most heinous beating of a language I ever would have attempted, so I chose not to do that. So there you go. After that, it was the Deep Bells with City off their Liberté release. Henrik Meyer-Kord is back with an album called Space of Longing. That was Reanimation. And we closed out with Steve Roach and Vidno Obmana. This is a collection of four concerts from back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I believe. It's four concerts. There's Portland, Oregon, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then two that are just marked as Italy and Netherlands. And if you like what you heard, then you want this album, because there is 7.5 hours of music between these four concerts. It's a super deep immersive dive. I have not listened to it all in one sitting, but I have committed to at least two concerts in a row, because this is the kind of, this is the Steve Roach that I particularly like, kind of that dark and primal and mysterious stuff. So it's a pleasure for me. It will be equally a pleasure for you. The album is called The Live Story, and that was the first track from the Milwaukee concert. We're going to pop off to the library now for the remainder of Hypnagogue Podcast 459. Come right this way. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that right there is what you call Hypnagogue Podcast number 459. Dug into the library for this second set. And I'm very pleased to say that this time around, there is nothing newer than 2016. So this is a nice deep dive into the library. There were a few things that were on the Tracks to Playlist, and there were other things that were just, let's see what happens when we shuffle. Because it's always fun. Stuff comes up. We started off with Prospero from their 2014 album Between Spinning Nothing, that was Simple Organism. Then it was David W. Donner with Tribal Dance, that is from Eterna, going back to 2016. And then we have the song title of the episode from The Dread. Actually, this is both the song title and the album title in one. The track is called Consciousness is Overrated, you know? And it is from the album The Plastination of Otis T. Fernbank. That's from 2015, and I will leave you to go look up the word plastination. After that, our deepest cut from 2010, it's Lazich from the 360 kHz album with Vkalipt? VK, here comes the spelling. VKALIPT. Hold on a second. Well, interesting, if you put that into Google, the only thing you come up with is this track. Vkalipt. However you want to pronounce it. You may choose your own pronunciation in these instances. After that, it was Inner Place. I've played most of the tracks off of this album, as it turns out. When I do these and I shuffle through the library, and particularly on the things that I have made a list to play, I always go back because sometimes I think, ooh, this is a good track, I want to play it. And then I check with the giant spreadsheet of goodness and like, oh, shoot, I already played that. And I have repeated a few tracks over the 16 years. Not a lot, but some. But I don't like to. I like to make sure I'm giving fresh music all the time. But I've played most of the tracks off of this album, Biosphere, which is from 2012. And that track was Transition 6. You know what? Let's take a second here. Let's scroll on through. I played Transition 5 on episode 95. I played Transition 1 on episode 113. I played Transition 8 on episode 147. Okay, so maybe I'm a big liar and I've only played 3/8 of this. I think 8th is the last one. Yeah. Okay, 4/8 because this one. So I played half of the album so far. You didn't need to know that, but we did that together. Do you feel that we bonded a little bit? Okay, good. Well, we closed out with Colin Raymond from 2015's Abstract Dimensions, and that was Navigation of a Helix. The Hypnagogue podcast is only like other ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental podcasts in that it plays music. The rest of them don't have me and my babbling and my going on and hold music and things of that ilk. Hopefully you don't mind that stuff and the music is good enough that you just choose to put up with me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know that I have, in the past couple of episodes, I've said that we're getting closer to a point where the show will probably go back to being every 2 weeks. And I know I've said that and it doesn't happen, but I'll let you peek behind the curtain. Last episode, I finished that one up the Sunday before it released, which is the closest I've come. Or I had been the closest I've come for months and months and months, probably the better part of a year, really. And this one, it is 10:30 at night on the Monday before the show comes out. And so we are creeping up to that point where I'm pushing the edge, partly because I put these shows together when the mood strikes. And there are times when I sit down and I know I have to do something. I got to pick out some music. I got to put things together. And I'm just not feeling it. Like, it's not the time for me to be deciding what goes where. And other times I'll sit down here in the spare room and I will just catch a groove and pieces come together and I like what I'm doing. So as I've said before, it is my therapy, but cutting it 3 days before release is getting a little close for me. So I don't know, we might be hitting that throttle back part. Regardless, I can guarantee you that there will be no more than 2 weeks between episodes. You have been spoiled in 2025 because in January is when I started doing these weeklies to try to catch up with my backlog, and now here we are. So you are spoiled. You are welcome. And you know, if we do get back to the point where it's every 2 weeks, I know I'm talking a lot, but that's what podcasts do now, right? Every other podcast now is just somebody babbling or two guys babbling about breakfast cereal or some shit. So you can endure a little bit of me. You can stop this at any time, you know. You can press the little square and I just shut right up. What the hell was I even talking about? All right, pardon my senior moment right there. What I was going to say is when the show does get back to being every 2 weeks or so, if there is ever a time when you are just looking for other things to listen to, there is a links page at hypnagoguepodcast.com that I actually need to comb through very soon and make sure all the links are still good, because there are some folks start podcasts or streams and they just stop doing them. And I'm still here 16 years later, so every now and then I gotta go and I gotta like cut the dead leaves off the tree. But if you go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, there is a links page. You can find all kinds of great streams, radio shows, and other podcasts to listen to. And I suggest that you do so because there is so much great music, so many great curators out there that you can also be listening to, in as much as you adore me and my weird approach to doing a music podcast. So do check that out if need be. And as always, make sure that you are subscribing. You can just go into any podcast aggregator. It's 10:30 at night. Any podcast aggregator, put in Hypnagogue. You're going to find me. If you have an opportunity to do so, maybe take a second, leave a little review, even if it's just to put some stars in there. But if you have something you want to say, every review on something like Apple Podcasts or wherever helps other people find the podcast, and thus it helps other people find this music, which is, as always, the entire point of doing this in the first place. So all those things are things that you can do, should you so choose to do. So, all right, I am old, it is late, I need to go to bed. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. I'll be back, might be next week, might be 2 weeks, but until that time, my very good friends, I bid you all peace and power.